Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Nora Butron, who is a VP of Employee Benefits for Brown & Brown. Nora, can you believe it? For 18 years here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, better lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, you know, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Nora, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thanks so much, Paul. Thanks so much for having me. I just wanted to share with you guys. So Brown & Brown is the organization that I work with. We are the sixth largest broker in the nation. We specialize in full service, P&C, employee benefits, 401k advisory, and all of the other services. I would say what's most unique about my practice or my office is that previously, before being acquired by Brown & Brown, we were a private, more boutique-y firm under the Hays Companies umbrella. So from a service standpoint, a lot of the service that we provide is white glove service, and we do truly become an extension of your team and take pride in that. All the while being able to also now under the Brown & Brown umbrella, being able to tap into the national resources of a larger organization, public firm such as Brown & Brown. So to answer your question, my recommended best practice in the world of employee benefits would be really to provide education in twofold, really, educating the employees on their benefits, and then also in educating the employers on what offerings to not only retain and attract top talent, but to also kind of watch the bottom line, right? I mean, as an organization, protecting your expenses is important. And as we all know, healthcare expenses continue to rise and rise. So the first piece, educating employees. I look at benefits on a daily basis. So for me, it's kind of second nature. But I think just understanding that the average person does not really understand what their medical plan consists of, whether it's the deductibles or the coinsurance, or if they're going to go into a procedure. And I think just really understanding that medical insurance means something different to each individual, whether they're going to have a procedure or whether they're just, you know, having an office visit or whatever it may be. Obviously, somebody who's going to utilize it a lot more has to be more educated. So we take the approach that, you know, we see one of the biggest challenges is that employees do not understand their plan. And so we take it a step further to make sure that they know what deductibles are, if they are going to go into a procedure, what that's going to mean, because ultimately a huge expense like that can be detrimental to an employee. And so having them, giving them, empowering them with the knowledge of understanding their medical plan and what that cost could be is really what, you know, helping them understand and empower to be their best. And from an employer standpoint, like I mentioned, being able to offer plans that are competitive, that do attract and retain top talent, all the while being able to design plans that are going to protect their plan, ultimately. We understand that having renewals, trying to keep renewals year after year is important. And in the last 5 years, our fully insured business has been renewing at a 3% renewal, while our self-funded clients have been renewing at a 0% level. So that's how we know that we're doing something right in terms of developing the plans. We have a lot of unique strategies. I would say 80% of our clients nationally are self-funded. So we definitely do know how to dissect these plans and just educating employers on what's important and how to protect their plan is really where we shine. So we look at insurance from the lenses of the employer, where healthcare costs continue to rise. And so we make sure that we educate our partners and the carriers on the best options. And it's crazy to think that the number two business expense next to payroll is medical insurance. And yet that's only looked at and evaluated once a year, typically around renewal. So we like to take a very proactive approach where we're looking at this on an ongoing basis to make sure that we're offering the best education and the best plans possible.
Brilliant. Well, Nora, thanks ever so much for those really clear insights around, especially around your organization and how you differentiate yourself. And, as a finance person, I often say I'm a recovering accountant. It's kind of music to my ears to hear that focus on the strategic benefits of employee benefits and obviously controlling that expense accordingly while still obviously attracting and retaining talent. If I can just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we're going on throughout the course of the year, most are available for free for subscribers. Nora, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Course.
Nora, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with our audience today.
Thank you so much. It was good being here. Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.